This is Dr. Lee declaring history. Physical patient name Picconi, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-E, Salvatore, S-A-L-A-V-A-T-O-R-E, Paul, P-A-U-L. Date of birth for this patient is 7-14-1942. Place, Frankfurt, Janssen Nursing Rehab. Patient, date of service 7-25-2023. History of present illness. This is 81-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, left bundle branch block, atrial fibrillation and anticoagulation, and COPD, obstructive sleep apnea, cardiomyopathy, EF of 30 to 35%. He was brought to the emergency room because he reported a fall, was complaining of shoulder pain, bilateral hip pain, perineal pain. Patient was evaluated, would have a rhabdomyolysis that subsequently resolved. He had initial criteria for SIRS, but no source of infection was identified, and no antibiotic given. He has acute hematoma because of he was on Xarelto, was on head because of hematoma. However, imaging revealed no hematoma and a hemoglobin stabilized, and Xarelto was restarted. There was also concern for musculoskeletal injury to spine, right lower extremity. Subsequently, had several imaging studies for the pelvis, spine, MRI, L-spine, thoracic spine, pelvis, right foot, ankle, MRI brain due to unwitness fall, all of which they were negative for acute pathology. Patient was evaluated by PT, recommended subacute rehab. Patient was subsequently admitted. He has a swelling of the right lower extremity which thought to be due to osteoarthritis versus gout. He was started on prednisone and colchicine and with significant improvement in swelling. Recommended to continue these for 3 more days in the rehab. He was also having asymptomatic bradycardia on tele. Cardiologist discussed Dr. Kuhn, K-U-H-N. Recommended discontinued digoxin, reducing diltiazem dose to 180 mg daily, and continued metoprolol. Patient was stabilized. After PT evaluation, he was sent to subacute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. Past medical history, number 1, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, number 2, atrial fibrillation, number 3, left bundle branch block, number 4, left bundle branch block, number 5, COPD, number 6, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, sleep apnea and CPAP, hypertension, history of cataract, medication upon discharge, Tylenol, 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours, Albuterol inhaler, 1 puff, 4 times a day, Apixaban, 5 mg BID, Symbicort, 80 mcg/4.5, twice a day inhalation, colchicine 0.6 mg daily for 3 days, cholestipol, C-O-L-E-S-T-I-P-O-L, 2 gram BID, diltiazem 180 mg daily, Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, 140 mg, Q2 weeks, phenofibrate, 145 mg daily, fluticasone nasal spray, 2 spray each nostril daily, lisinopril 5 mg daily, glucosamine supplement daily, melatonin 3 mg at night, methyl cellulose 2 gram POBID, metoprolol, succinate 200 mg daily, multivitamin daily, prednisone 20 mg daily for 3 days only, simethicone BID, PRN, Sapriva and Halo 18 mcg daily, Tramadol, 50 mg BID, PRN, Tramsinolone, ointment, topical cream for the rectal discomfort, Zolpidem 10 mg at night for sleep, PRN. Root of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GN, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paradipsia, and some swelling in the extremities, right leg and ankle area, but no cough tenderness, neuro, no syncope, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, pleasant meal, blood pressure 137 over 80, pulse 64, temperature 8.4, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%. Head edema, cranomacralic, isonectaric, no unidischa, throat clear, neck supponitivity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS tube, irregular, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel movement positive, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, both legs, no hematoma noted, right leg mild edema noted at the ankle area, and the foot and the left leg no edema, but there's no cough tenderness. Neuro is awake, alert, oriented time 3, moving all, extremities equal. Recent lab done the rehab unit, sodium 142, potassium 3.9, carotid 107, glucose 86, BUN20, creatinine 0.8, WBC come 11.5, magnum 11.5, medical 37.0. Assessment, patient is admitted due to ambulatory dysfunction and a fall, next line right lower extremity swelling, right gout arthritis, right ankle area, next line SIRS resolved, next line rhabdomyolysis, next line dehydration, next line atrial fibrillation, next line lactic acidosis, next line obstructive sleep apnea, next line sacral pressure ulcer, next line CAD, statopost scabbage, next line hypertension, next line cardiomyopathy with reduced ejection fraction. The NFK will continue all his current medications. Monitor electrolytes, follow-up labs, keep and discuss with the nursing staff. Core status and most firm, discuss with the patient. Patient wants to be full code. Patient is alert, oriented M3, he's capable of making his own decisions. Patient wants blood transfusion, yes. He wants hospital transfer if needed, medically indicated, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. Medical workup, yes. Antibiotic, IV or PO, yes. And artificial administered fluid, G-tube feeding if needed, he said yes. Dialysis if needed, yes. Patient one full code, a new most form was signed by me. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.